This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Random Order Show, episode 155. We back and we locked there, man. It's your boy Jermaine Richards, man. I'm in the building. Amen, man. We got B-Baby Trey in the building.
Yo, man, call me 007, man, because I stay with...
Yeah.
Because he got the golden eye. He 007, he got the golden eye.
He always see it coming.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
That's Cam.
Of course, man, B. Shelter, Sebastian, and all. Amen.
Man, welcome back, y'all. Welcome back.
What a wholesome episode.
Yeah.
We prepared for the people, man. Listen, we talked about all the hard-hitting podcast topics, man.
Well-priced massages, the ping-pong show,
yeah.
Glamping, skydiving wedges,
traveling,
why you gotta run fast, and of course, man, Russell Simmons being upside down. Listen, man, y'all know what y'all need to do, man, to push the program, man, push the random order agenda. Bang that bell button, man.
Eat his ass.
Bang that like button. Jump in the comments, man. Get busy on the keyboard. Amen. Jump over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Drop that 5-star review. Listen, enjoy this episode.
Yeah.
Little crossover, man.
Yeah. Little AI crossover.
You know what I mean?
Oh, shit. Come on, man.
You know what I mean? A blending of the ailments.
Yeah.
Amen.
I should have wore my 4-yard do-rag. You know I got the do-rag, man.
He only has one do-rag, man.
Oh, my God. Last time we saw you, sir, going to get you right.
I like that one. I still like that one. I'll be rocking that one.
Hey, I take that all around the world.
Yeah. You really do be all around the world.
You fresh off that Asia pack, man.
Oh, yeah. It was beautiful out there.
Fuck.
Y'all be traveling, too. You acting like y'all be traveling.
No.
We just started moving around again.
Mm-hmm. We're staying put for a while just to get certain things right. We're talking about the man over here in the U.S. We had to get our things right. So
it makes sense.
Now that we're there, hopefully we can start traveling again. But tell us about it, man. That shit look crazy.
We were in Bali in Thailand for 40 days.
40 days. That's a trip, man. How many shirts do you bring?
Honestly, I had to make a whole schedule for what I'm wearing.
A shirt schedule.
Yes, a whole shirt schedule, pants schedule. So I can just wake up like, that's what I'm wearing today.
Nice.
And of course, I had to repeat because you can't pack 40 different outfits.
Right.
I don't even have 40 different outfits.
Yeah.
At home. So I made a whole schedule. I still got it on my phone, actually.
Oh, really?
I'm going to show you. It's still in my files.
I might need that next time I travel.
Let me send it to you. Here to go right
like
here.
Like an Excel sheet?
No, I made it in, what's that program? Pages on.
Oh, that's official, man.
I put pictures, too. When I do it, I'm going to do it.
Bro, I've never prepared a deck, man. This is official. So you just check your deck every day.
Just
we on the green shirt.
Now you need that deck, man. That's crazy.
Because if you don't, you're going to overpack.
Right.
And you can't be overpacking that much traveling.
That's official,
paying
man.
Fees.
How big's a suitcase? How many suitcases, man?
I just had a carry-on and I had a, like a big one to go under.
How big is the one that go under? Is it the XL joint, the big body?
I think it's right under the XL, honestly. Because, you know, these shirts don't take up much space.
No, sure.
You know, my style is vacation chic.
Nice.
I like that.
Cam in the building.
I don't even know what chic mean. What does chic mean? People be saying chic. I don't even know what to mean, but it sounds good. But I got something for you. I don't never come to a pod empty hand.
Man, come on.
This is the first.
What?
Everybody in shit.
Meech.
Meech
in the pod.
Yeah, I didn't know you was going to be here. I would have brought you
some. I didn't give a shit.
But you let me know, and I'll just send it to you. You go on the site, and I'll send whatever you want.
Yeah.
And I got something for your fans. 25% off for y'all. Random order 25.
Yeah.
Don't come.
I feel like we just got hijacked, man.
Yeah, man.
Gotta bring everybody still.
Dog, when I pull up, I don't do nothing, man. I need to step my steez up.
Yeah, these. Hey, yo, green, my favorite color.
Come on, man.
I need to step up my color shade game.
These is clean.
Come on, man.
Oh,
lucky I don't wear this whole episode like you.
Go ahead.
Get here, man.
I got to change back because I can't see. But
we working on prescription. We working on prescription for the blindfold.
Yeah,
these the stylish blindfold.
Bro, I was wondering why I didn't wear shades for a long time. I'm like, nigga, I can't see.
Oh,
yeah, yeah,
I can't have a subscription.
Yeah, I'll be like sunnied up, but I just can't see.
You got big.
There you go.
Yeah, let me hit the.
Yeah, let me check me out on your shit, man.
I'm just taking a little pit, man. You know.
Oh yeah, we on it, man.
Taking a little pit.
Yeah, appreciate that, man.
Yeah. Bro, that's the first gift in Random Order history.
Yeah.
See, y'all, you bring on the right guests, man. Shit, never come empty handed.
Our guest is right there. What the fuck?
Never come empty handed. Y'all got his hoodies though, so
we've known each other for a long time.
How long has it been? What? At least 10 years.
At least.
Yeah.
At least. That's a long time.
Yeah, for real,
yeah,
man.
That is, man.
I feel like we in the same generation and not at the same time.
Yeah, we doing a little step over, one foot in, one foot out. Yeah. The both of us.
Yeah, that's crazy. Beautiful, man.
Bro, I discovered that other people do sketch comedy when we found you guys.
Literally.
Like, no way. Other people do sketch. We thought we were like the only ones doing it on YouTube, for real.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It felt like that. Yeah. It was just... Deshaun, who else was?
I feel like there was a lot of that at the time. Mm. Road to Hollywood, getting busy.
Hollywood.
All those people.
Everyone was doing sketch at one point.
We still talked to them too. When they came out last time, we all went out to lunch.
Oh, nice.
Still doing their thing.
But how's Florida though?
How y'all like Florida? Y'all went to my home state.
Yeah. That's you. Oh, I didn't check in with you.
Have y'all seen any trafficking or kidnapping going on?
I saw billboard.
That's a thing.
No, thank God, man. Yeah, I heard it was a hot spot out there.
Yeah, it's big out there.
Bro, every Uber just feels extra sketchy, man.
I only call certain type of Ubers, man. I'm gonna be real. I can't.
Yeah,
you gotta be careful. There's a hub for trafficking in Florida.
Yeah,
because it's a port to South America, Caribbean, and Central America.
Oh, so they just in and out.
Mm-hmm. And even kids, you know, it's hot all year, so kids outside more, so more possibilities. And then y'all live where all kids want to go.
That's a PSA.
You gotta protect the streets, man.
I'm a PSA, man. When I was young, I almost got kidnapped.
Really?
But I got out of it. Yeah.
How?
Damn.
Can you tell the story? All right.
I told the story before, but I give y'all. I never told it on a pod.
Or a green screen.
So when I was like, I think I was like 8 or 9, and I was always in sports. So I was athletic, unlike, you know, Trey in the vlogs.
He's back.
A different man.
Deleted those vlogs, man.
I've known this man for a long time, all right?
So my dad used to make me stay in shape by like on Saturday mornings when my mom cooking breakfast, he would make me go jog in the neighborhood and then come back. So one day I'm jogging, doing my regular routine, no music in, luckily, because back then it was CD players, so ain't nobody running with a CD player
all skips
and a thing of CDs. So I'm just running, and then I hear a car pass me. I'm like, all right. And then I hear another car. I look back, I see it, and I just keep running. And I'm running. I'm like, it should have passed me by now. Yeah. So I look back, and it's just driving slow. I'm like, all right, I'm not thinking nothing of it. I keep running, and it's still driving slow. So I'm like, something don't feel right. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, no, I'm going to turn around. And I said, if I turn around and keep running, if it make a U-turn, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
So I turn around. When I'm running, I look at the car. It's two grown men looking at me, like, like mugging me, like they want to fight me. Like, I'm a kid.
I ain't 8 years old.
So... I'm running. They make a U-turn.
Oh, sorry.
I take off. As soon as I take off, I hear their tires peel.
Oh,
like, and accelerate. So now I'm just running.
Yeah.
And like all my track like instincts is coming in to top me. So I'm just running straight up like Forrest Gump. I'm like,
yo.
Gump. I'm just running. I'm like, where am I going to go? I'm like, I don't want to get to my house so they know where I live. But I'm like, I'm running in that direction. So I'm running. I hear the car. Coming around the corner, so I'm running, and then I see my neighbor, and I just see his kids outside. So I said, if I make it there, I'm good. Mm-hmm. So I'm running, and I hear the car speeding up, and just in the nick of time, I make it to their driveway, and their dad come out, and then when I look back, the car slowly going by, and they pointing at me.
Yeah.
And then they peel off once they see the dad. So I'm like, only thing they've been trying to do is kidnap me.
Nothing doesn't make sense.
Damn.
I never ran again in that neighborhood.
Yeah. Like,
that's when I stopped running, man.
Never ran again.
That's crazy.
But that's Florida.
Yeah.
Damn.
What part of Florida?
Miami.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, okay.
Thank God you're here, man. Yeah. Amen.
For, amen to that.
Oh,
no, ain't no telling where I would have been if they caught me.
For real.
Yeah, for real.
Damn. All right, man.
So, yeah, we watch it, man. Yeah, yeah, so be careful. Yeah.
Stay with that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, stay with that, y'all. Oh, big nigga, man. That's going to be hard to grab me.
Hey, man. three of them in the truck?
Like, huh? Three people.
Yeah.
Three. If I not if I hit him like this, if I get one of him like this, the other two gonna go back. The other I got shit.
You know what I mean? Catch me. Yeah, that's crazy. I definitely seen a lot of billboards up about that. I'm just like, huh.
They got sketchy billboards in general, man. Just a lot of shit you wouldn't imagine you see on a billboard. They just got different billboards in Florida.
Oh yeah.
Very DIY, very small business, sketchy pills and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah. STD billboards, all that.
Mm-hmm. Like, watch it. AIDS.
Okay. Exactly.
Trying to get home, man.
When last time you checked?
But y'all liking it though?
Yeah, honestly, it's nice, man. Just in a little pocket, doing our thing, and then bounce out when I need to, come back when I need to. So
we get the studio up, man, and we're just, for real, we have like no real reason to leave that much.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
Just beast out content.
Facts.
Keep doing this.
When you gonna make the move, or did you make the move?
No, I didn't make the move yet.
Not yet.
You know, I fly back and forth.
He's getting hit with that.
Let's start packing. It's like a commitment question. When you gonna marry?
I'm looking at rings right now.
Some Florida rings.
Oh my God.
But thankfully, it's close enough, too. That's another bonus, just being close to home or just right up there.
Right, that's true.
None but a short trip, same time zone.
Because I remember when y'all wanted to do L.A., y'all was like, we're going to move to L.A.
Save the taxes.
It was the thing to say, and it was like everything was here. So we're like, it makes more sense. Especially coming from Brampton, bro. Like, again, nothing was there. I was always like, every time we saw y'all, we were like, bro, nothing is there.
Please, man, just can you stay here?
Y'all got 10 niggas in the house? Y'all got 6.
Yeah, man. So it was just a lot of that, but... I feel like after COVID, I feel like that really changed. Just like, just seeing everyone leave LA, and then how is it now? You feel like people came back?
Yeah, a lot of people came back because it was like Texas ain't what they thought it was gonna be. So
a lot of people came back.
It's
my house still.
The traffic's still horrible. But honestly, for me, like going out to Asia, like I always say, I want to live out the country for a little bit. I never had an answer where Bali. Bali's up to all the hype. So. Yeah. I'm thinking about when our lease is up next year, maybe going out there for a couple months to move.
Because you can do a lot.
Bro, you save money. You can do so much. Stack up. Yeah. Put it all in investments. Then come back.
Yeah, for real.
You don't know why.
Yeah. So, go, yeah, you, why not? You can go back to Florida. You can go anywhere. Bro, and I feel like that's what us moving to Orlando is like a shock to people. Like, everyone's why Orlando?
Yeah, for sure.
You know, especially like back home and our parents as well. I'm just like, bro, it's like, If we fail, we come back.
Yeah.
Mm. It's good for your bones.
What's cheaper good for your bones?
Well, the warmth and shit, man.
Oh, yeah.
Good
moisture
in the air. Good for the lips, man.
And that's why I never broke a bone.
Bro, as soon as I go to Toronto, my lips dry. Like, I see them dry out.
Dry.
By the second.
Dry, man.
But I ain't used to that humidity no more.
Really?
When I go home, like, I mean, one time I went home, and my parents in a condo since we grown now. So I walked across the street, had to go to the bank. I'm talking about like a 2-minute walk.
Yeah.
Called her.
You can come get me. Cause I can't.
Thank God she loved me. She came and got me. I swear to God, I was like, that's how hot it was. I'm not used to it.
It's like, can you cool down the car first? Underground,
it's gonna be good. I don't know how I did it.
You definitely melt, man. You just like, you're surprised we don't have a tan. I'm like, you can't really just be outside like that.
Yeah.
But you can't wear anything. You come in wet.
Yeah. You know what?
Every time I come in, I'm taking off my clothes.
Every time I came to Orlando, because my dog lived out first, my boy Julian lived out there.
I thought you meant your actual dog.
But also for 1 year, his dog lived there while we're stuck in Canada.
It's true.
So his dog lived there first.
His dog's more Floridian.
You asked me why we didn't travel. We had to get shit right.
Yeah.
So back in like 2016, Julian would live out there. So we'd go out, visit him, whatever. Every time we got there, we're dropping the windows, this, that. And he would fucking put the windows out. He said, there's rules to the heat. He just driving rules to the heat.
Do that, man.
I didn't get it until I actually moved there. Now it's like, windows up, man. Like, I can't. Just all AC.
Just the moisture goes in everything. It goes in your clothes. But we're packing like big jeans and shit. We still a little bit gangster with it.
Yeah. When I first moved to Atlanta, I had no long pants. I was in shorts.
Oh, shit.
And it got winter. I'm like, I gotta go shopping. Because I wasn't used to wearing pants.
Yeah, you wear pants?
Yeah. I all shorts.
Wow.
This shit looks stupid. My closet is all, everything was just short. Cut off at a certain point. Mad space.
Sorry, things look like wrong. Just have to see their extra space, man.
Man, you finding pants easy these days, man?
That's real talk.
It's like real talk.
It's hard to come across a good fitting pant, man. I'm trying to think. Honestly, I only shop when I'm about to go out of town now. Because, like, if I'm not, then what am I doing? I'm a homebody now. But, yeah. When I do go looking, I find what I need.
See?
You too?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
You just hit the store, hit the rack, boom, and got my size.
Yeah, it's tough for us, man. I got to try and everything for sure.
I be thrifting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I do that. I got to try for sure. That's, like, another world for me because it's, like, Zara gonna have that filter.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna have, nigga, your size is here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sometimes it's like, not. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true.
So, yeah. Or you got a barter. Like, if y'all wear the same size, like me and Mike wear the same size and everything. So I'll be like, all right, it's been about 6 months. Let me go in here.
Yeah.
Like, I'll trade you this for this. And we be going back and forth. Be having, like, nah, I need more for this.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's like you got a whole new wardrobe.
You just double your wardrobe, man.
Yeah.
Can you wear it back sometimes? Like, can I get that? That's looking good on you.
I'd be like, this don't fit my shoulders. This is better for you. Here, have it.
Where?
You gotta do it.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But is a pant shortage in Orlando?
Man, just a pant shortage globally, man. It's a global situation.
Tell me your pains, bitch. Your peace.
For tall fellas, man, it's just they don't always just like, I'm all legs, man. My torso, I have a torso of a normal body.
So you get a bigger waist is not long enough.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with the height. Yeah. So my waist be right, but the waist, I mean, the length be wrong. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, why are you so sagging? Like, I don't have any pants.
Why are you still sagging?
And you found a market you can capitalize on.
Making big pants and shit.
Y'all got clothing brand.
Yo, you right, man.
Yeah.
The big and tall.
Yeah.
Big and y'all. Big and y'all. That's what y'all got to name it for y'all.
Big jeans.
Oh my God.
Man, that's good.
Another date was to come here. I'm like, all right, I haven't went for a drip update in a minute.
You got to update the drip sometimes.
He be driven on IG.
I was like, we just did go get some jeans and shit.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Zara, and I haven't been in Zara. I forgot where this place was, but it's like Disney Springs.
Some Disney type of shit.
You know, right?
So this is where all the tourists is going, but they're trying to steeze up the area and shit. It's mad. You've been in
Spain, yeah.
It's not,
too much to get in, man. I'd be like, man.
It's true. Be outside.
Yeah.
We're like going on a ride. It felt like
I'm just buying a shirt.
They try to make sure y'all not kidnapping nobody.
Yeah. That's for it. Nigga said, "What's in my cup?" I said, "Bro, come on now,
come on now."
We go in there. I find some jeans.
Mm-hmm. I'm this is Zara.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. You got the Z.
I'm at the Z. Good. I'm like, I see some jeans, and I'm like, I gotta try these on. I know the rules, man. I go home. fucking ankles out. It's gonna be all fucked up for me.
Yeah, you gotta try it on. Yeah,
gotta try it on, man. So I tried on these pants. And I just remember I came out smiling and looking at Sean. He was just a walk away from me. I'm like, yo,
I'm getting off. I got new jeans.
I'm getting off.
Like, yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, dog,
my thing is like the baggy style came back. So can't you buy bigger?
Yeah, you can. It has generally become easier. Mm-hmm. But like, say I'm just trying to find something a little fitted. It's just like, nah, man. It's an event when I do find that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, these are my pants for life. So I got eight pants right now. It's looking good.
Pretty good.
I'm on the Dickies and shit, man. They got the big feather gear.
Carhartt.
You got the work shit.
Yeah.
Get on your Steve Jobs. Wear the same shit every day.
Yeah. I'm not mad at that, bro. Bro, I'll literally buy 40 black tees, man.
You know about the clo?
Not actually, but.
You said what?
The clo.
The clo?
The white tee clo.
No, let me break
that uni,
it down.
Man.
Break it down.
You in the clothes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
We just caught the clothes.
Okay.
Can't
give it away too much. That's why I get my socks. I go in there and get all the color socks.
They got the socks.
They
got a sock wall.
They got every color.
Oh, the sock wall, man.
Yeah. Bro, I just seen the sock wall the same day.
I got them all right now.
Damn. Sponsored by the clothes.
The clothes around.
But they sponsor black.
Do they what?
For now, Olsen.
Yeah, Olsen.
Yeah. I think so. I've seen some Basquiat collabs.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Yeah. They got the white tees up, though.
Yeah, the white. This one.
You'll get your aerism.
Yeah. Okay.
You're good for life.
Yeah, you're straight.
Yeah, this is my style right here. Most of the time, you're going to see.
Yeah, that's a good shirt.
I like that shirt.
Clap it up for that shirt.
Airflow shirt.
This is hand thrifted?
Yeah.
I don't know, honestly, but every time they see me around, they be like, nice shirts. So we may start a line called Nice Shirts.
Yeah, that's good.
Nice.
Love what you're doing with Shady Side Up, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's looking good, man.
A little exclusive I give y'all. We about to drop apparel. It's going to be under another name that's brought to you by Shady Side Up, but you'll see soon.
Proper. Nice. It's nice that you have that sketch game and that marketing game in your back pocket so you can just apply it to
I think that's business. All our cheat code. We can make any type of content. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's always been that. That's why I love y'all vlogs. They're vlogs like...
Thank you, man.
Best vlogs on YouTube.
Come on, man.
I made the vlogs, I made the skits, and I made the pies. So I done made it. I did it.
Damn, man. Yeah, we're just watching the Untold Jake Paul series on Netflix.
No, I didn't see that.
A little bit about it was just talking about how he went to boxing, but then breaking down what boxing was and just saying, you know, he's just a good promoter and a good, turned out to be a good boxer as well. But. It all goes hand in hand. Like, we're just on here and like you're selling something of like, yo, here's this idea, this is what it is. Like, even like down to media, when we came with Random Order, we're like, all right, look, this is what it is. Look, it's gonna be a little wacky, a little edits, you know what I'm saying? But get with it.
But it's y'all style though. Y'all create a whole ecosystem of y'all style. Like Random Order is just like the vlogs. It's the same editing style, so it just fits seamlessly. So
That was part of the name change too, is because I felt like 4IE didn't mean it. It just was some high school shit. We didn't have time to actually like think of the actual brand. So like Random Order, we'll start off as a podcast, but then the energy became like, yo, this is us, the edits and everything else we do. So it is like an ecosystem.
I think we both put each other in the box. Dorm team and then four y'all. Y'all always had to have four, and we always had to be in college. So that's why we named the pod Comedy Trap House. Yeah, exactly, I could be 70 in the Trap House.
Yeah. They got him, man.
I'm still here.
My granddad in the trap. Man, you got trapped by a Balinese lizard, man.
Dog.
Damn.
I was doing so good on this trip. I wasn't running into any nature issues in any of my hotels. Issues. Yeah, because when you're in nature, you're going to have to deal with nature. But I wake up that morning, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's going to be a great day. I'm going to pee, open it. I'm like, what the f-? I just closed it. I said, come on, man.
Bro, this is... I thought you were being dramatic when I saw this part.
No.
But this lizard... Look at the size of this freaking lizard, bro.
Where is it?
You gonna see this shit.
You didn't even want to open the door again.
Hell nah. I'm gonna come get you.
I already see the shadow.
That's me tapping it like, focus. Come on.
Oh!
Look how big.
That's a Komodo dragon.
That's big ass gecko.
Not dealing with it.
They're gonna have to come get that. I'm not going in there.
And watch when this shit moves.
That's a grown man. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, nah.
Oh, yeah, you nah. Like a snake, right? You got an alternate angle?
Yeah, yeah.
I told Rome, you got to come get, I got to recap this. Because now I called the front desk, say, come in here.
Above the window. Oh,
this is like outdoor bathroom. So look, pause it right quick.
Pause.
That's the window right there with the flap down. Yeah. So that's open. It's no glass, no nothing.
Oh, that's why.
So I'm like, it's beautiful, but it's not practical for our environment. Anything can get in. And then you saw anything that got in.
that's just a sliding door to the bathroom?
Yeah, I locked it. I was like, just in case that nigga is an animal, he become a human. He's trying to open his
own. Can he slip under?
No. I put a towel under there. I wasn't playing. Like, I wasn't playing.
No, you sealed it for real.
This was an indoor
hotel now.
So I'm like, that's not practical for this environment. So that day I had to go up to, it's a villa, so I had the bottom floor, Rome had the top floor. Mm-hmm. I showered in his bathroom.
Oh, yeah. You had a sealed bathroom?
Yeah, I need a day before I'm brave enough to go in there. So,
yeah.
No, you got to go open, there. Too.
You got to go open?
Oh, damn. Yeah.
Leon lizards can climb.
That's what I'm saying. So I had to look in there while I came, make sure he didn't come up there.
It's so vulnerable being butt naked, too. Just scared.
Yeah, it's not terrible, good, man. But they came, they did something. I never seen it again, so.
What'd they do?
He came in there with a broom. I was like, y'all need to come with a gun. Yeah. And then he was like, I'm going to come back, get a ladder, and look up there. Cause it was a little groove.
Yeah.
He went up in there, and I guess they came while we was out, but I never seen it again.
Oh, no.
Nah, man. They need, like, lizard transmitters, man. Yeah. Just something that gets, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Don't like, harm you, but you know, stay away.
Through the ears, you know?
Through the ears,
like,
yeah.
Ear action. That's the thing, man. I love vacation, but sometimes you get to the spot and you're just like, bro, man, something's in here.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to see new bugs. Like, I'm about new experiences, but not like, not like this.
The thing is, like, I'm too grown now to be doing new shit for the first time.
I've never encountered life gonna let you know,
you know what I'm
you're not too old. Yeah, you're
I'm telling you, it looked like a nigga was on the wall. The way they move.
I ain't gonna bother you too much.
Hey, man, but we were dealing with all kind of nature. The monkeys. When we went to the monkey sanctuary and stuff. Mm-hmm. I took selfies with the monkey, did all of that.
Oh, yeah. Rome's picture was fucking hilarious.
Did all of that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, them boys were big, too.
This monkey was holding the phone.
So how they do it, it's a dude behind there with food, and you'll hold it. Hold your phone, and then you put the food, and the monkey's, like, reaching, so it looked like the monkey's taking the photo.
Bro, it fooled me. How does it know?
Yeah.
I thought it was a self timer, and you're just saying, like, hold this.
Mm-mm. And that's a wild monkey. Like, before this is not I went a trained up there. No. You see the one next to it is much smaller. That's the one that was taking all the pictures before me. Mm. When I go up, he run off. The big boy, I said, oh, come on.
No. Nah. Is your life.
So you're scared in this picture?
Yeah. It's on the vlog. Go skip. You'll see the video of it. Because I say, if he act crazy, I'm throwing him. I'm tossing that nigga.
They're holding on. Right?
They got hands in hand.
Here we go.
28,
47.
I don't know which way it's going to go.
And I seen monkeys like rip hair off in another like video. That's why I got a durag. Y'all durag.
Oh, yeah. They might rip a durag. Yeah.
That's a big boy. That's a big one.
He just jump on you aggressive.
Oh.
You kind of offended.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It was definitely worth it.
Are you kidding me?
And that's a wild monkey.
I'll blow that picture
it's
up.
It's as good as a squirrel.
Yeah. It's a big boy.
He got two of
them?
Oh, that's one. Okay, I'm tripping my eyes.
I should have brought you glasses, not sunglasses. Yeah.
They're in the car.
Nah, that's tough, man.
Yeah, that's fire. Fuck with that.
Man, shout out to new experiences, man.
Yeah, man. New experiences.
That's all I want to do. I want to see the world, man. I want to see everywhere, to be honest. I'm about to go to Japan. I know y'all been there already.
Yeah. Wow.
So, you know a nigga go on a trip and change when you see that caption come in. Like,
oh, yeah.
This nigga got the bug. He's sorry, man. You know what, man? Fuck everything. I'm out of here. We doing a 75-day trip.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
No, that's true. And you got to see some new shit to...
You realize, like, why am I staying
in one spot
for so long?
Mm-hmm.
It don't make sense. Yeah. Like, you, every time you go somewhere, you come back a different person. You grow. That's what I love about it. Like, you never come back the same person. So,
right.
So what do I need to do in Japan? Since did y'all both go or just you?
Nah, I haven't been yet.
What I need to do when I go to Japan? I'm trying to take a ninja class. I'm trying to do it all.
Stay longer.
Yeah, stay longer for sure. And just live life, man. Figure out what's to do out there. And honestly, I just let the earth take me.
You don't go on Yelp first. Yeah. You're making Dex. You don't want to hear.
No, that's how the sexual. You let the earth take you.
Let the earth take you, man. No, honestly, I just did whatever was clever, honestly. But there's a lot to do. You can do cooking classes out there. Mm-hmm. You can do sumo wrestling. You can do.
Yeah, I think we're doing that.
Like anything you want is like kind of out there type of thing.
Nice.
It's beautiful, man. You can take the train. I took the train to Osaka, and there's a lot of reggae music out there. If you guys ever do
that's what you told me. You need to put me with your plug. Take it to the club.
I'll tell that guy to pick you up from the train station in the same whip he did me. And he was just, bro, it's nice.
Okay.
I introduced him. His name's Gonzo.
Took you to the reggae joints?
Dog, in there smoking cigarettes. Crazy. Inside cigarettes. No, everyone's inside smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, that's a real vibe.
You can't really breathe in there, but you just start to get used to it.
It's about the vibes.
Yeah. It's about the vibes.
Not your lungs.
Hella reggae music. It was actually crazy.
Did y'all go to Thailand yet?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You went to Phuket?
Yes.
Were we there? Yeah.
Yeah.
You went to a ping pong show?
No.
No.
Tim Delgado told us no. Yeah. Everyone told us to go. They're like, when you go,
oh man,
that's what they say. They say just go. So we go.
You didn't know what it was? No context?
No context. So we go to Bangla Road, which is like debauchery.
That sounds like where it's at.
It's just a street full of bars, clubs, dispensaries, women dancing on bars, prostitutes, and food.
Debauchery.
They got a good food.
Progress.
Soon as you get in there, everyone in you, ping pong show. We're like, hey, man, we just got here. Let's just walk a little bit. Let's get the lay of the land.
You need some space.
So we go to this ping pong show. It's in this back little bar. And soon as we get in there, it's a guy with his dick out that's attached to a trolley that a girl on. He's pulling her to the front of the stage. So we like, all right.
This ain't no ping pong.
I see what this going to be.
Wait, what?
So
the
then
fuck?
She comes out, brings a drum, and he started beating the drum with his dick. And is beating it, and he's making beats. So now I'm looking
down. Is he flowing?
Yeah, I'm hearing this beat. I'm like,
just a Jay-Z.
I'm like, come on, man, stop making these good beats.
You're tapping your foot with this.
He goes out. Four women come on. They just dancing. I'm talking about the deadest faces. Look like Grand Theft Auto. They just dancing, dead face, like they don't want to be up there. So everyone just like, we're sitting here just watching, like, all right. So eventually, this old lady comes out, maybe like 50 or something. She comes out in a skirt, walks up, dead face, opens her legs, goes in her vagina, pulls out a bird. Everybody in the club looking at each other like, what? A live bird.
What?
What's the breed?
Little bird.
What's the breed of this bird?
It don't matter.
It's like one of the little.
It could be an eagle. Exactly.
It's a small bird. Little like
canary.
Pet bird. Canary. This bird's not disheveled. It's not panicking. It's like it's been in there many times. It's like this is what it does. It's another night. I'm at work.
And she walked.
She walked out.
Okay.
And everyone's just in shock. She leaves. Another lady comes out. Everyone's like, all right, what's about to happen? She goes in there, pulls out a gerbil. A hamster, I mean.
No.
Boom.
Either
okay,
way.
Stop.
And
then
drops it on the stage. And everyone's like, what is going on?
Oh, my God.
They're just pulling animals out. I'm like, I think it's time to go. I look at them and say, I think it's time to go.
Y'all stop logging and shit.
Because I'm waiting. You can't. No. Security heavy. No cameras.
Yeah,
no
okay,
phone.
Right, of course.
Y'all can't tell no one about this.
And we just left. And I was like, all right, I did the infamous ping pong show. I don't need to do that no more, but I see why everyone said just go and don't tell you why.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, bro.
You got to check on your boy that keep going to those.
Yeah.
Hey, man, let's go another one, man. Hey, man.
Hey, ping pong. Hey, make it stop.
You just love animals and shit.
That's when you become promoters on the streets.
I just want to make sure. Okay.
Nah, man. Did that take away or add to your travel experience?
I mean, I'm all for just trying new things, but I'm like, I didn't know it was going that far. I'm like, I'm with Peter with this one. Like,
that ain't right.
She came around asking for a tip after that. I'm like, I'm not going to tip you for that animal.
Yeah, I feel bad. Yeah. I want to give a straight to the hamster. Where are my proceeds go?
But until she hit you with the, you think I want to be doing this? That's right, the face is straight.
Yeah.
They come on like,
then it get dark.
At this point, like you 50-something. Like you
locked in.
Yeah.
Could Peter bust him? If they pulled, Peter pulled up undercover and
ain't
shit?
Ain't no way Peter know about that place.
They know. They got to know. They see the Reddits and shit.
Because it's no footage out. The security on you heavy. If they see, if any girl say they just open their purse, they like, and make it sure.
Yeah. Really?
Because they know. Yeah. Look what's going on in there.
Yeah.
That's why I said it sounded like Saw.
Dang.
You said the nigga walked out. Okay, first off.
Anything strapped to my piece, they're torturing you, man.
But slapping it?
Yeah, like that's on crazy, a drum.
You know, this episode's been brought to you by BetterHelp, man. Get therapy after traumatizing situations.
Make some fire beats.
Hello. Oh, my God.
That's was the crazy. Beat going the whole time?
Nah, at first he started slapping it, and then he started a little rhythm. And I'm just like, all right, when is this going to end? Okay. This is... What is this?
Yeah, damn. I gotta tip him. I'm like, that must hurt.
Never seen one ping pong while I was in there.
Yeah.
So where the ping pong ball at?
It's a long itinerary too. It's like a long, but I like we. I'm good.
So how long was y'all in there? Like ballpark?
I would say about.
That's a good question.
I would say at least 35 minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a show. Goddamn.
Yeah, that's a show. Yeah.
But you can stay in there as long as you want. Cause it just keep going. It's just a new act. At the new act, We seen plenty of stuff before that, but that was the wildest.
Yeah,
How was the gerbil?
It was a hamster, but he came and he was just calm. They used to this.
Yeah, that's
they might
crazy,
got like a chamber, like a safety chamber, if you will.
What if the animals are living good?
Little couch shit,
like good. Like these guys had rooms.
When they're not on set,
they were living good, eating real food.
I doubt it.
Yeah,
they working every night.
Yeah,
it's a busy hamster.
Yeah. No time. They don't close anytime, right?
I don't know, but it's an every night thing because you got tourists coming every night.
Yeah, that's some shit. That's
like you can go on YouTube and look at Bangalore Road, you'll see everything, but you ain't gonna see the ping pong show.
Right.
Yeah. I wonder if we're on that street. Where was this? Phuket?
Phuket.
Bro, it was
maybe
busy.
Man. We was on a street, it was a bar, it was bars, dispensaries, a lot of stores, loud music.
Now you'll know they would have been harassing you. Ping pong show.
Oh, no,
ping pong show.
Maybe. Yeah, I think I could just skip it off that description.
Yeah.
I
don't think I
could. Trust me. I don't need to go. Yeah. I don't need to go again either. I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't need it. It's over.
There's just a certain level of like comfort I need. Mm-hmm. Even when like the first time I went to a booty club, I'm like, I didn't want to sit down. Mm. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, the seats aren't even feel.
They
right.
got tattered carpets.
Yeah, my first nice booty club.
But it's in Canada though.
Yeah, that was in Canada.
Yeah.
Canada booty clubs ain't.
Yeah.
They're still dirty. ATMs.
Do they get
fully naked in Canada?
Yeah. They do their thing.
Oh yeah, they do. Yeah.
They do their thing.
But it'd be like one at a time.
I don't even know the rules. Like I didn't even get
you
that deep
if
in
you
the
get
booty
a, if you
club.
Get a dance, you could touch.
Okay. See, I'm not a big strip club guy.
I
had a little run when I was in college in Atlanta, and I'm not a throw money guy. I'm a hand money guy. Yeah. I'm getting lap dances. I'm
like, you're doing a good job.
Thank you very much, man. You didn't have to do that. Yeah. You can say, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. But, so it was, I came out here and I went to a nice booty club.
In LA?
Yeah. Okay. And I felt like, I could sit down, you know, chill. But I wasn't throwing no money. I was just chilling because someone brought us there. But, something like that, I wouldn't even want to fucking breathe the hair. You know what I'm saying?
The ping pong show,
What else is going on in the show?
I wouldn't want to sit down. Yeah. I wouldn't want to, like, you know what I mean? Like, my comfort's off. I'm like, all right, bro, I'm out of here. Like,
I don't want to touch nothing. I don't know if it's safe to breathe.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I go in there with the Dyson vacuum. Say, all right, I'm here.
Vacuum headphones.
Here's the thing.
That's where COVID started.
Here's my thing. The life we live, we're comedians. You know, we make content. Most of the time, me and Rome, the stuff we do, we be like, just doing it for the story.
Yeah.
Just doing it for the
that's
story.
That's real.
Yeah. I got stories of it, so I was like, that's half the stuff I do, because I'm not into that birds coming out of vagina.
Yeah. Oh, I know you're not.
It's a good story.
I know you wouldn't be, man.
Yeah.
You can just tell.
I live by that, but I live by whatever happens. Like, if it's happening, I'm like, all right, man, fuck, it's a good story. But now that you're talking about the ping pong show, I'll be like, nah, I got that story.
Yeah, I took your story. I got your story. Sure. So my boy was telling me. My boy went through this.
See, how you are with strip clubs, I'm like that with planes. If I'm flying overseas, got to be business class.
Too tall for
the economy. Comfort. They don't treat you right back there.
Bro, they don't. They treat you crazy, bro. Like livestock.
Treat you right.
I'm telling you.
Throw your peanuts, man, your pretzels. Wake up, man.
Attitude, man. The shit, I just went to, I was in Wales. Mm-hmm. And I had to fly, so I was flying to Germany. And I was in this, like, you know when a flight takes over another flight?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Like, I clicked on your logo.
Lufthansa, don't do that. Like, was that Lufthansa? Not Lufthansa. Lufthansa.
Yeah, Lufthansa.
I don't have respect for them because they
almost sound like
me.
The flu, what you was
saying.
Yeah. The flu.
So I'm flying with them. It's supposed to be a nice upgraded seat. So I'm like, I'm up. Then these guys take over. It's called Euro Air.
You down?
Mm-hmm. I'm down. So I go to my seat now, and then they're telling me, "Yo, this plane's fucking packed." Doing one of those ones where it's like, "Yo, if you have your carry on, we'll pack it under for free."
So, yo,
like,
please, yeah, man.
Please, man, give up your seat, please.
Yeah.
I'm in my seat now, and it's not upgraded, and I'm just like, "Yo, okay, what's going on, man?" Like,
so you paid for business, but they put you in economy.
Yeah, but someone else is flying me out there. Okay. I'm getting flued out.
You got flued out. Yeah.
So
That's
real, man.
I'm going to Wales with Red Bull. So Red Bull's like kind of taking care of all this. Mm-hmm. So they're like, yo, they know how tall we are. They met me in person type shit.
Yeah.
So now I'm in a seat, and I tell the girl, I'm just like, come on, I don't want to cause a scene. I'm not one of those guys. Right? So I just press a little button. She calls. Yeah. I'm like, I don't think I'm in the right seat. She looks at it.
Well, the problem is that they changed the seat, but this is wrong.
No, 27 in the back. Yeah.
So Red Bull didn't give you wings.
No, man, they didn't. So I told Red Bull about it. I said, look, you got a little beef with them. Like, if I book the ticket, but believe I'm on the phone with Loof, that was very uncomfortable, man. And
how long was that flight?
10. Hey,
I'll save up for the business. If I can't get business going, I'm not going.
There's things I did on that flight I didn't want to tell people, man.
Come on, sure, buddy.
You should have been in the ping pong.
I did this. Y'all don't have to, man. Right. But these niggas served me dinner, and I knew I was in economy and another fucking lower airline. I'm like, man, it was wrapped in all aluminum.
Mm. Like, they got it from the barbecue. Yeah. It's leftovers. They got this from the ground.
Hey, give this nigga that.
But the thing that boggled my mind the most is, like, they told me, like, I didn't have an option. They said meatballs. Fucking dropped the meatballs, and it slid a little bit on my table. I ate it, man, but I had to.
You beat down the meatballs.
And see, I'm pescatarian. I wouldn't have been able to eat.
Yo, that's real, man.
Yeah, man. I should have been pescatarian that day, man.
When's the last time you beat down a sneaky burger, man? A real beef burger?
Yeah.
Shit, man. It may have been like 10 years now.
That's damn. Real.
Damn.
I'm not a person that can like dibble and dabble. I got to commit. I can't play with it.
Yeah, man. I salute you because if you seen what I did this whole week.
You call Peter right now. Yeah,
you call Peter on me, man.
All the animals, man. You got to keep an eye on me.
But the funny thing about it, when you're in these other countries, you don't even think about that type of food because you're eating all natural, organic. Like in Asia, everything I ate was organic. Like everyone who was on a trip with us was like, I don't have the same stomach issues. My skin is clearing up. And then when they went back, they hit in the group chat like, all my stomach issues came back because what we eating out here is all processed.
Crazy,
I eat nothing processed. I would get a whole piece of fish, a passion fruit smoothie, fries, $5.
Wow.
I'm looking at my account like, is it even moving?
Yeah. I think y'all didn't charge me. I could take more.
Like, I swear to you, like, I had it when the hotel we stayed at, the last one that was on our dime, for a whole week, five star hotel, $800 for a week.
Wow.
And then every day, at least two meals, I would get on room service, getting massages. When I checked out, my bill was $115.
That's life.
And I'm talking about, I'm getting crab, lobster, full on meals.
Yeah.
For the week.
$150.
As soon as I came back, I went to Target and spent $80. I'm like, that's almost half my hotel.
That's almost a hotel.
That's a lobster.
And that's how I was looking. I'm like, everything's so expensive. Like, what's going on? It ruined you.
Nah,
what the fuck?
I know we're getting pounded out here, man.
It's a scam. America's a scam.
Yeah, they just bought that money, man, which I gotta respect. America just said, look, we bought that paper, man, by any means.
Is it cheaper here than Canada and Orlando?
In Orlando. Or not, well, yeah.
Certain parts.
You get it cheap in Canada if you go to the woods and shit.
Yeah, the dollar is still like, you know what I mean? The U.S. dollar is still going to do its U.S. dollar thing.
Yeah.
So.
To Canada, yeah.
But, oh, yeah, we getting that conversion beat down.
There's ways around, man, because there's little markets that you can go to in Orlando. I was just telling them about certain supermarkets where, bro, my peach, like one peach is 10 cents, and I'm like, I can get with this.
Mm-hmm. These were the days, man.
Beautiful.
Yeah. These are the days. Yeah, no, but also being in Orlando, I forgot to mention, working out and being in the sun helped me, like, it's like good to train over there. So I feel like the heat, like that's why I dealt with the heat in the air. So I'm like, oh, no.
If you're going to sweat.
You're going to fight. Yeah, I'm fucking sweating.
I don't know how I used to do 2-a-day football practices.
That was crazy. Sure. Like, I can't train outside.
All my high school pictures, I was extra dark. Cause they would take it at the beginning of the year. Yeah. I was in the sun all summer. So every picture, I'm looking like Wesley Snipes.
Damn.
All 4 years of high school. This is crazy.
Damn. Yeah.
But
That's crazy. Where's the next trip you're going on?
I'm going to Dubai for like 4 or 5 days. Then I go to Japan.
Japan.
Damn.
How long are you going to be in Japan?
A week. Nice. It's a week. Nice. Well, it depends. Me and Ron don't know if we're going to extend it yet. But as of right now, the obligation is a week.
Mm. Yeah.
So basically, we take groups with us. Like this company hit us up because they seen all the travel vlogs. And we take groups to these places now. Mm. So...
Nice.
I was gonna talk to y'all about that too off camera, but because we can link y'all with it. Cause
it's you can talk about it. Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah.
So basically, all right. So it's a company, and you have your fans or your followers vote for where they want to go. So they fill out information like what's their budget, what time of the year they want to go, what destinations they want to go to, based on what they got available.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you gather all the the data, you pick the trips you want to do, you offer it, and then you send it out, and they buy. So the first trip was Bali, and that sold out in 15 minutes.
Wow. Damn.
So then we did another one, and then that one had a bunch of people, and then we offered, since we was going to be in Bali, we like, our manager, he's like, y'all want to go to Thailand? Because they voted for them. I'm like, sure, we already over there.
Yeah.
And then Japan. That was number one voted, so.
Enjoy that.
That's nice.
Hell yeah, travel the world. Yeah, Spain,
that's good money. Yeah. That's a cool way to travel.
Mm-hmm. Awesome little group.
Yeah.
Only thing you pay for is your flight. Other than that, everything taken care of for you.
It's always nice to travel with someone who can travel. Like, travels right. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, they're serious about their shit, man.
And I was worried about them. Like, how involved when I, how much responsibility going to be? Nah, like, they legit. Like, all we had to do was host. Because you have a guide with you the whole time. Yeah. So, it ain't,
Yeah.
It was fine.
Damn, you just have an itinerary. I love an itinerary, man.
These days,
When someone said, I'm sending you the itinerary, okay, I'll look out
for it. Bro, baby, I'm a baby. Take me through it.
That's why I was able to plan all my outfits because I knew what I was doing. If I don't know what I'm doing, then it's hard.
So I'm climbing rocks in this shirt.
Yeah. That's a rock climbing shirt. Yeah, don't just throw shit at me, man.
Would you skydive?
I already have.
Nice.
What's funny that you say that though, my homegirl in Dubai that live in Dubai, she like, are we skydiving when you come? I said, I can't give you that answer tonight. Yeah. Like, let's see, let's play by ear. Like, I did it already, but I said if I ever do it again, it'll be there.
In Dubai.
Yeah. So
what I have been telling y'all.
What?
I said if I was gonna skydive, I'd go in Dubai where I know them niggas is about health and making sure you have a good time. That's all Dubai wants from you.
Yeah, man. It's an amazing experience.
I've never been, but
I did it on my homegirl birthday. So she invited 20 people. 20 people said, yeah, we're going to do it.
20.
Day of the party, 3 people showed up on one of them. Everybody else got scared. So I was like, I'm here.
Yeah, that's a good number. 17 people chicken though. Yeah,
I'm
like,
going.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I would say if you do it, be the first to jump out. Because you're anxious this whole time. Yeah. So you just keep seeing people. You're like, oh, my goodness. You think not.
Yeah.
So I got to the edge. Remember, I got to the edge. He said, all right, we're going to jump on 3. Let's count. I'm like, all right. He said, 1, 2. He jumped. I said, this motherfucking number.
You're like, you're jumping legs.
Your legs are so
this whole night. Hanging like a bat.
Yeah. And that first part, you moving so fast. Yeah. It's like maybe it's 15 seconds. You just free falling. And then he pulled the chute.
Wow.
And when he pulled the chute, it's such a relief because you're like, I survived. That's fine. We good. That's the main part of surviving.
Well, there's power lines, nigga. So, I got to hit the ground. All right, nigga, we on.
So now it takes like maybe, I think it was like 25 minutes to get down. Because, now we just coming down.
Just coasting.
And, we just talking. Yeah. And then,
just what's up?
Yeah. So the last thing he said, you want to run in or you want to slide in? I said, slide.
Yeah.
So I don't want to mess up these knees. So
slide. Yeah.
I already had knee surgery. So let's not do that.
Hey, I just got these. Man.
Put me in the pool.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, it's the one of the most beautiful experiences because you're just seeing everything.
Yeah, like, wow. Man. You don't get like that roller coaster feeling in your stomach at all?
Absolutely. Because look, on a commercial flight, you going up like this.
Yeah.
When you skydiving, you going up like this. They just getting up there.
Oh, so that's scary too. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, you on a plane, in a small plane, you attached to buddy, so you're in between his legs and everyone in a row like a caterpillar.
Yeah.
The people that skydiving by themselves that are certified, they go first.
Mm-hmm.
And then the tandems.
They got the GoPros on you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the whole, you telling me.
I know exactly what this nigga gonna talk about.
What?
Yeah, brother.
What?
So you
telling me the whole time going up, nigga behind me. All I had like, are you good?
Yeah, you can hear
me. No, I need that, bro. I'm hugging you. I'm going like this.
You sit straight up like this, and your legs are straight. And the next person is between yours. This is everybody. Yeah. Back to back, back to back.
This is about jumping out of a plane.
In this situation, you want to be attached to that dude.
I'm
holding his neck. I still got your head if we'd attached.
But I'm adventurous. I'm a wild boy, so I be doing all that snorkeling.
Yeah. I'm Russell Simmons.
And that's that Florida man shit,
yeah,
man.
You ever tried this shit, man?
Yeah. Would you ever try this, actually? Yes.
I think you might have worked with him a couple times.
This? I ain't never do that. That shit look funny.
This is all new.
He like a big baby. He too happy.
Yeah, I ain't even a starfish one, man.
Your homegirl hit you up and said, I need 20 to commit.
Are you one of the 17 dropping out?
Yeah, yeah. That's not the tandem I want to do.
Holy fuck.
I'm not about to play.
Yo, you jumping out of the plane?
That's
before
wild.
Doing
that?
Yeah, I'm jumping out, man.
This is worse than skydiving for sure.
I ain't never do that.
You know who this man is?
Yeah, I know who this is.
You ever work with him?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he like, what's up, gang? It's whack thick. It's whack thick. He didn't say shit. He said thick. This whack thick. When he would talk, he like, we don't want no whack thick.
Bro, he can't tell me about nothing. I saw you like this. I never seen you know what I mean? He can't be upside down.
This is post.
That boy moved to Bali, didn't come back. I see why he didn't come back.
Yeah, I feel that. Like he caught the same king. Book.
But he also had other reasons.
I didn't want to bring it back up. You know, but I know why he stayed.
I know his manager said, "Hey, bro, why don't you get up out of here?"
You know it's bad when your son like, "Hey, yo, come on, I'm gonna get strays for this, dad." I mean, unk.
Yeah, he had to let him know what side he was on. Not approved by your son.
No, that's his nephew. My bad.
Yeah. So, that's right.
Yeah, so.
Bro, the caption is just hilarious. What W2H?
Russell Simmons doing?
You're telling me this might be $35?
Well, that look like an American. That don't look like somebody is Balinese. But yeah, like I got 21 massages while I was out there.
No, for real. That's not dangerous. After a while, isn't there a massage threshold?
Because they're so affordable. Mm-hmm. Like they were $10, $20. The most expensive one was $40, and I got 60-minute massage, 20-minute body scrub, and like a 10-minute milk bath or something.
Little catfish on the
side. What you did?
They gave me little food snacks when I was in the milk bath. I'm like,
nah, that's
bro.
So
I wouldn't come back. I wouldn't come back.
Feed me salami in a milk.
My last week there, I was like, why are we going back? I was like, why are we going back?
What we got
to
do?
Well, what am I going back to?
To smog.
Dog.
And then I said that on my IG. They said your mom. I said my mom don't even live in America no more. She moved to Bahamas.
Oh, beautiful. Man.
With my dad.
That's a beautiful move, man.
Come on.
Bro, thing is, you can go out there, get some fire internet, continue the podcast. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got to go back to America. Okay, I'll come back real quick.
Yeah.
Jump right back to the B-ski.
You know what I mean?
Work out. Run the beach.
The rent is cheap.
Safe.
Put all of my money in the assets, the stack money, like...
Mm-hmm.
And you could like I could beat up a lot of people in Bali and shit.
Just in case, but you ain't gonna want to. You gonna be so happy.
No.
It's all some protection.
Just in
shit.
Case.
Just in case.
If it gets sticky,
if they're trying to get you again, you
it's gonna keep me in the head.
Yeah. Yeah. No, get a moped.
Good drip out there too.
Good drip.
Good drip. Yeah. I'm talking about affordable. Yeah. Let me show you what I bought.
$5.
What I bought. That came out. That came out to about $100. But what I got would have been close to $300 or $400.
Yeah, I remember Waleed lost himself in Bali, man, in our experience, man. That was a whole other situation.
Man, the elements, if you will.
Now, he just left a piece of him there.
Yeah, let's just say that.
Yeah, let's just say that.
I think
man.
I know what y'all alluding to.
Yeah.
You might have seen it on the vlog.
Yeah.
What's wrong? Mahalo, Ron, does it feel too mahalo, man?
What do you mean?
Mahalo, Ron needs to take a mahalo shit.
Everything you need. We went to an R&B club out there. It was $5 to get in.
A lot of Australians over there, huh?
All Australians.
Oh, there you go.
You in a 2B cam?
Nah, man. I always see it, but I ain't never watch it.
What is 2B anyway? Let's check it out.
Why don't you just check it out? I'll give you an exact description of what these guys about. Full screen, please.
Oh, yeah.
Like Kanye and CeeLo.
And Diddy.
Actually,
Kanye, Diddy, CeeLo.
Little Eminem.
Man, what's going on?
Not the wanted. Not the wanted bullets.
The money bullets.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Okay.
Where the blood?
There's no blood. Everything else. What spends all the money at explosions.
Do our shirt say titties?
Do it.
Wait till the bullet go back.
Quick meditation. Yeah, yep, locked really, in.
You put yourself into the bullet, to the gun right now.
The snarl is something to stop. And let me fly.
Nah. You guys have lost your minds.
Yeah. Like I say, respect my titties.
Respect my titties.
Respect my titties. Duh. Come on, y'all. Get another shirt, man.
I respect them, though.
I respect this clip, though, for sure, man. What happens this month?
That one is called Fight at the Park.
Where are y'all going next, though?
Vacation wise?
Yeah.
Honestly, nowhere for a bit. We gotta lock in with the show. Maybe go to Jamaica for our dog's birthday, but maybe next year we're able to free up some time and stack some episodes and then touch the road. But
I'm trying to do the Greece situation, see what's up there.
That was
Europe.
Amazing. Greece is amazing. Greece is amazing.
Greece is beautiful.
I didn't do Japan.
Braid your hair.
Yeah,
it's windy as hell.
Oh, for real?
It's windy as hell.
I'm into that, man. Little island Greece.
Athens is fucking blew me away.
Was it cold there?
Nah, I was in the night, but it was just windy.
Yeah.
More wind than, like, no cold. Yeah.
Damn.
You can't smoke outside. No. Smoking. Forget about it.
Too windy.
Forget about it.
We was in Mykonos, but that's the party island. But fire. It's the most, one of the most beautiful places I've been to.
I'll just come back nicer and shit.
Yeah. You guys,
$1,000? Feeling good and shit.
Yeah. I got to go back to Japan, though, like, definitely within the next 2 years. I'd like to go with these guys, man.
Yeah,
it'd be a nice time just to go out there and just say, all right.
Can't wait.
Let's just chill and eat ramen. Mm-hmm. 24 hours, bro. You go get a token. And you,
little ramen booth.
Enjoy it. Dog, it's like a dollar.
Everywhere is cheap. Everywhere just be cheap, man. Yeah. America just.
You always got to check the app, though, man.
Yeah.
Just to make sure.
Yeah, it's crazy. Nah, man, I'm just going to go get lost in the world, man, like Kanye West when he dropped that album.
Yeah. My bad to circle back, though. Why you ask me about skydiving? You think about doing it?
Huh. You're just talking about experiences and stuff, but nah, I got pranked on my birthday by my girl. She, like, just told me we're going skydiving. Like, oh, I woke up surprised we're going skydiving. I thought we were going to do that, so I'm just like, I didn't want to do it, but she just popped it up on me. She's like, come on, we're going to be late, so I'm just getting ready for skydiving.
Whatever they were. I didn't even get ready for that.
Bro, I throw on the Nike shorts, you know what I mean? Just very comfortable clothing and shit. I don't know what was what. She's like, oh, no, they got the jumpsuit and stuff. Like, okay, I mean, my little shorts, my shirt. I'm like, I'm asking her questions on the way. I'm a passenger and shit. And then we pull up to a spa. So in my head, I already had all the skydiving thoughts. I already accepted it. I didn't want to do it.
I did it.
That just ruined skydiving for me for at least a decade, man.
Oh, funny.
So I might holler back.
I think I would do it.
Do it, man.
I would do it, man. I think I asked one of y'all the other day if y'all would do it.
The answer keeps changing.
Because my shit keeps changing, but right now I'm in a space of I would do it.
I would do it in Dubai. I'm telling you, that's the only place.
Yeah.
It's one of the things, if you go, just commit. Because you will talk yourself out of it.
Right.
Just commit. Like, just go.
It's not just anything in life, man. Fuck. It's just that initial fear of, like, bro, I don't be falling. Like, if I know I'm good, then I'm like, all right, cool. I have nothing to worry about. It's going to be a good experience.
Once the parachute. But that's what I'm saying. It's a possibility that you could die. That's what makes it so nerve-wracking.
Yeah. How many parachutes?
Two. You got a reserve. You got the main one in the reserve. Okay. And they tell you where to pull just in case, say, if something happened, freak accident, your dude pass out, they tell you where to pull.
Oh,
like,
man.
When I was going, he gave me an option. Do you want to pull it? I said, no. I don't want to mess nothing up. You pull it.
Yeah.
Go.
Hell no. I'll fucking pull the whole strap.
And when it pulls, it yank you back, too.
That's really about ass. You got to make sure in your back, but
not to get too crazy, but how much G-force is on the yankage? You dig what I'm saying?
I know what you're talking about. After we got yanked, I was like, hey, can we loosen this up? It's all in my nuts.
No,
right now. But I was scared, like, not too much. Don't accidentally
want to be release me.
So I'll take some little uncomfortable to survive.
Yeah, you go back on the footage, you all Gucci.
Hey, can we...
Yeah.
Nah, CGI I came out there, it was an upside down Rockefeller sign.
It was terrible. Bro, I'm not even gonna lie to you, man. I've been thinking about doing it, and I just said, all right, when I get there, I may just have to take my shit to my belly button and just fucking rocking like that.
Word.
Because that pull, I can't be up there for 25 minutes saying,
no, you just size down on the Calvies.
What?
You just size down on the Calvies.
Yeah, keep them tight.
I'll let you know, because I don't know if I'm doing it yet, but at least I told her I'll go with her. So yeah. I'll let you know what the Dubai experience is.
Yeah. I think you do it. Yeah. I think you do it. I'm not going to lie.
I think I'm gonna
if
do
you said it before, you said it.
Yeah, also, when are you going to Dubai?
End of September.
So this is going to be out after that. So you can send us pictures and videos.
Okay,
and
we
can do it.
Got you.
Yeah. But yeah, man, please let me know, man.
Yeah, that's,
small boxers, let me know if I got to go down a size. Or
even rock climbing, man. I'm thinking about that strap. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be all bunched up and shit, man.
Are you going rock climbing?
No, I don't know if I would, man.
I'm thinking like in the, you know, like in the facilities.
I don't do facilities.
Yeah,
but in the wild with the screws and shit,
You gotta know what he talking about. I already know.
He's a real juice for you. Do rocks?
Yeah, I was like, you doing rock gliding?
Yeah. People are hang gliding. Mm-mm. You jump off a mountain.
I've seen
that's sick. I'll do that
with a wing. You got one wing.
I'd do that
I'm a
stuff.
Wild boy. I would do it. I don't have no urge to do it, but it's like if it's presented in the, I'm like, all right, I'm
you
here.
See the setup?
Yeah. Man, the right
clean
group.
Landings and shit.
I'll do anything with the right group.
Just show me. Show me you got good equipment. I'm not going to a bad it's hang glide. Like,
because I haven't seen the compilations, man.
But you seeing what these niggas out here choosing Spirit. You feel me? We out here choosing JetBlue.
Yeah, yeah,
you
gotta go
JetBlue. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the Spirit of hand gliding.
I know where I'm gonna go. Like, let me see that license. Yeah. And I'm talking to my hand glider the whole day. I'm like, let's go kick it.
Yeah.
And then we go glide tomorrow.
Yeah. You can't glide with anybody.
What
you
y'all need to do is a safari, African safari.
Yeah.
Those
I'm down for that.
But not an open, not an open Jeep. I had the closed joint where we could take the roof off. Because some of them have no doors.
Yeah.
That's just stupid. No. I can't do that, man.
I gotta have a pooter on me for sure.
Yeah.
With the shit is open. You know what I mean?
And then on that trip, we did glamping in the middle of the Serengeti. So glamping? We spent the night. Ooh. Yeah, so a luxury tent.
Yeah.
Basically, that's what they call glamping. So it got like a bathroom, a shower in it.
I'm doing
it. It ain't just a regular little pitch.
You were talking about this. Yeah. He mentioned glamping last time.
Glamping.
And it fucked us up. We're like, glamping.
What's a glamp?
Yeah, you did mention glamping.
And then you can't even walk outside. You got to flash the light and they have to come get you because, you know, we in the middle of Serengeti.
Oh.
So some shit out there.
You get giddy in there.
Yeah. I know Rome had hyenas by his thing.
What?
I remember I hearing something. I just say, hey. And then it stopped scratching. You become a dad on that.
Come on.
I know you ain't got your daddy out here, but come in.
He told him what draft man tried to tell the draft. Are you good?
Yeah.
There's a time in life where you gotta talk to animals, man. And this is one of those times, man.
Well, I know I told y'all, but I'll tell you a pod, but hot air balloon.
That's I believe it.
I would do that.
I want to do that every time I get a chance. That was one
you
of the
in
most,
Turkey?
Most. No, it was in the Serengeti.
Oh, for real? Mm.
Yeah. Mm. So we seen all the animals, and then we landed right in it, and then they pick you up. Mm. It was insane.
Damn.
But any other chance I get to do it, I'm doing that.
Can you steer a hot air balloon?
No. So Buddy was saying, this is in my vlog, too. He said, where we go, we don't know. All I can control is going up and going down. He like, so we just going. And
so where the whip pick you up?
They following us the whole time. Whoa. And then when he decided to find a clear landing, we land and we get in the trucks. They pack up the balloon.
Wow. Yeah, I guess
that's crazy.
Yeah.
So we flew over Pride Rock with all the lions, with like Lion Kings.
That's crazy.
Elephants. Oh, is everything.
Gosh, is it just that quiet?
And it was peaceful, yeah.
I imagine.
It was early in the morning. It was beautiful.
Wow.
Damn.
I am doing that shit.
Damn,
again.
Man. Yeah, that made me write a caption, man.
I cried out there. Like that was my number one thing in bucket list. Go on African safari. Like I grew up watching all that stuff.
Yeah.
What was the crime point? You just saw a lion roar.
I seen this. Like we went to this one spot where we just seen the scenery. I was like, man, this shit.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful. Wow. And I'm not a crier at all.
Yeah.
So
now you go
with it.
Are you a picture taking guy?
Hmm?
Are you a picture taking guy?
Yeah.
Over video, more video than pics.
No, or, I'm be vlogging it, so I'm gonna do more video. Yeah, but I gotta get a pic here and there because Rome don't be vlogging nothing. I'm like, you do it for the gram. I'm like, hey man, you vlogging today? Let me relax.
Yeah,
eat a picture, guy. So.
You been to Tanzania?
Yeah, that's where it was.
Yeah,
that's
right. Okay,
Tanzania,
I missed that.
And then we went to Zanzibar.
Mm.
Vibe. Then we went to Egypt on that trip.
Dang.
Damn.
Those pyramids, man.
Is it true it was a KFC across the street?
From the pyramid?
Yeah. It might have been CGI, but I saw a video.
I know the town right there, so maybe over there. But yeah, there's a lot of rules in Egypt. Like, it was a lot of restrictions. Like, it wasn't my favorite place, but the pyramids lived up to it. But the overall experience was just cool.
Really?
Yeah. Hottest place I've ever been. You talking about go outside, you sweating immediately.
Yeah. Humid and hot?
Yes. Dry, humid, hot. This.
They got it all. All type of heat. All. You ever been in this type of heat, man?
Talking to animals.
Oh, shit. Okay, are you good? Oh.
Yo. Oh, Gucci action, man. You see the spit?
Yeah.
I'm still missing the spit. Where's the spit?
Every draft I saw in Africa, I called it Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
Okay, are you good?
Totally. You good?
Nah, bro. Nigga trying to put the window up on you.
And then just left some spit on his shorts. That's crazy.
And to do that, all that in Air Maxes is crazy, man.
Cut through one peanut butter.
Is that good?
Peanut out the window.
Crazy.
Listen, man, before we get out of here, you keeping up with the Booty Smacking League?
The Booty Smacking League.
Yeah, you ain't seen
show me. Yes. Maybe. We be talking about everything on Comedy Trap House. I know what the Slapping League.
Oh, yeah, this is a Slapping League for sure.
It's a different type of slap.
Different slap.
Let me see.
Yeah.
This is a sport I can get behind.
Yeah, I'll support this one. I'll be a sponsor.
Yeah, Meech, you're going to want to see this.
You get it on the floor.
This is UFB. Not UFC. UFB. Ultimate Fighting Butt.
They already got sponsors, man.
She's smiling too much for this to be a sport.
Yeah, she's not.
I know they can't sit for a day.
Yeah, for sure.
Hot, in the hot seat all the time, man.
Same cheek.
That may be what you need to win this.
Yeah.
You got to commit a cheat.
Oh, she's scratching, too.
She scratched. Yeah,
I didn't know you could do that, man.
10 points, we're going to need to see it again.
You the ref? I won't talk.
Okay. Why so much security in the ring? Like, a fight about to break out.
Yeah, booty slapping gets serious
she's
sometimes.
Bruised, though.
She's bred up, though.
Yeah, it looks like it hurts, man. I'm not going to lie.
She's smart for keep hitting the same cheek, too. Just wear that out.
Wear it out.
Just wear the cheek out.
Yeah.
It's a sport for everything these days. It's crazy.
Yeah. Which I kind of respect, man, because, you know what I mean? There's something that switched in the last maybe 10 years where it's just like people are questioning things that people were doing. I was going to say something stupid, but I'll be for real.
I'll be for real.
It's just like people.
You know what I'm about to say something stupid.
I'm about to say something crazy. But it's just like slap boxing is a thing, and that's okay for it to be a thing.
Yeah.
Booty slap is a thing, and it's a thing.
He was going to watch, man.
Fighting in cars. Like, it's just, you can do
that
anything.
Shit,
like,
when
you know
I saw that,
mean?
I was like, all right.
You know what I mean?
Fighting in a car.
It's a skill.
I saw wheelchair boxing, too.
What?
It's a skill. Yeah.
You can have a technique with anything, man. Yeah. And it's your technique versus the next man's technique.
Yeah,
and
that's what I'm saying.
So I just support people that's passionate about something. Even if I'm not passionate about it, I respect your passion for it. I've seen a paper airplane league where they try to get the furthest land. I was like, I'm just happy they passionate and happy about it.
And they can do that. Yeah,
that's
for
sure. We were sitting by a basketball court outside yesterday, and I said, man, it's nice that the soccer people come play soccer, the basketball people come play basketball. You can tell everyone, say, oh, this time they brought their speakers, their chairs. I'm like, bro, have something. Whatever.
Bro, there
are
FIFA stars out there, man.
Yeah.
There was some real FIFA stars.
They were
stars,
going crazy out there,
that's
man.
One thing I regret not being able to do in Bali. We saw a court. I didn't even expect to see a court out here. We wanted to go out and play, like, take five black dudes. I know they would have went crazy in this play.
Just play
a man
bit.
Across the world hooping. They're going off. Just Bali threes.
That was on our last day, so we couldn't go.
Literally, man. Just have something, man. That's
you bring in hoops. You bringing hoop shorts across the world and shit.
You know, I got to bring a little something. You always got to be prepared.
Yeah, that's right.
Always got to be prepared.
Pat the hoop shoes.
Yeah. You never know.
Pat the hoop shoes, man. I'm gonna come by soon and pat Mike up.
Pat
all y'all boys up, man.
Bring the net, man.
Yeah, that's a little serious, man. Bring the net to any, like, you know what I mean, YouTuber or whatever.
So y'all bring the net to your house.
I'll bring the net
come
to your house.
And you gotta come out. Someone knock on your door with a whole goal and net.
Yeah,
you gotta
we don't tell you.
We always say, like, say we walk in a neighborhood and you got a hoop right outside your door. If I knock, said, come on, you got to come out.
You can't close the door. You can't even say 1 second.
Shoes on.
Whatever you're wearing,
bro. Because I'm talking about the people that have it on the street. Come out.
Defend your turn.
Come out here.
When we take your hoop,
you come back and you get it next week. You play it on home court.
Play me for it. Yeah, you get
it. My home court. Right?
Actually, I might get in trouble. I can't agree to that. My dad would be pissed.
My dad
would
be
like, my dad's not feeling that.
Listen, man.
Yeah.
What a wholesome episode.
Super.
Ken, what are we leaving the people with, man?
Yeah, he got something.
Yeah, anything you got to bang?
You mean promotion wise? Yeah. Yeah, go to Shady Side Up, get your shades. Random order 25 for y'all, 25% off.
Check out
Comedy Trap House every Tuesday. Check out our DT stories on our channel. If you want to travel with me in Rome, you know, check out for the new trips. Next year, we got trying to do 3 in the summer, 3 in the fall. First one going to be Brazil. So by the time y'all see this, that should be out. If it ain't sold out, join us.
Man, but
we'll have other ones that year.
This is a good eagle to follow right here, man. Follow his lead, man. He's doing it, man.
And they'll be doing it, too. I'm going to hook them up with it. So they travel. Y'all travel with them coming out there.
That'd be a crazy trip.
You're well-seasoned, well-traveled, seen a lot, been to a lot of places. Leave the people with something, man. If it's wisdom, if it's a quote, if it's something that you just saw,
maybe sewing in a shell, man.
I'll say the last thing I learned in Bali was that there are no limits but the ones we impose on ourselves. I learned that while surfing. Like, I can do anything. So I'll just say that anything that you feel you can't do is a lie. It's only you saying that. Go after what you want to do, man.
That's big.
Design your life.
Design your what?
Design your life.
He said it.
Yeah.
I ain't say it.
If you unhappy at work, why are you still there?
Come on.
Why are you still there?
I ain't gonna sugarcoat
this entrepreneur life getting a little rough. You have this. But if you can handle it, it's a little beautiful over here. My homegirl asked me the other day, she was like, are you going there next week? I'm like, if I want to, I ain't got no job. Like, I ain't got nobody to report to. I can do what I want. Like
until she say, hey, you want to pull up to my baby shop? I think I got something to do. Man. I don't know. I'm just gonna
do what I want.
Yeah, man. Beautiful, man.
Yeah.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.